I'm so glad you decided to tune into this episode of Entertainology. First and foremost, welcome. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm a teenage multi-hyphenate, and if you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. I love Nicholas Sparks books. So, I read his entire fiction catalog. As much of an avid reader as I am, I've ranked them all, which was an extremely difficult task considering I enjoyed them all. I also included the year and whether or not each book was turned into a movie. So there are 23 fiction works of Nicholas Sparks, and we're going to go through them all. So starting with number 23, the book 2x2, released in 2016. I really just can't. It was a great book, but it just didn't make it to the top 10. Next is Dreamland, which was released in 2022. I actually really liked this book, and it surprised myself when I ranked it towards the bottom, but compared to the others, it just felt different. In a way that's kind of indescribable. It's about a woman who's fleeing her abusive husband with her 6-year-old son and is trying to piece together a life for them, like, on the run. It's just a little different from the lighthearted other books. Number 21 and 20 were both released in 2005, and they are about Jeremy Marsh and Lexi Darnell, which is out of the picture for, out of the beaten path, we'll say, for Nicholas Sparks, who doesn't normally do multiple books for a particular couple. But At First Sight and True Believer at 21 and 20, respectively, were just, again, different and just didn't, really, they just couldn't compare to that top 10, even though they were both still great. Number 19 is The Rescue, which is a pretty popular Nicholas Sparks book. So it frequently, like, again, surprised myself. It was released in 2000, and it really, again, amazing. Surprised myself. And it's about this volunteer fireman, Taylor, and he rescues this woman's son, Kyle, and falls in love with a woman. Number 18 is Every Breath. Every Breath caught me off guard because it had more of a connection to the army and long distance. And it talks about two people at a crossroads, one from North Carolina, where most Nicholas Sparks books are set, and one from Zimbabwe, and how they experience true love and its transcendence, to quote Google Books. Next, I have The Return. The Return was different, but not like the others. The Return was different in that it was the same as other books, frequently compared to Dear John. But it was still written with almost a different voice. Still a lovely voice, but not quite top 10. So Dear John is similar yet different, but The Return is about a injured Navy doctor and two women whose secrets change the course of his life. Not a love triangle, but you really just have to read it to understand. At number 16, we have The Wedding, which was written in 2003 and is a sort of sequel to fan favorite The Notebook. In The Notebook, the main couple, well, I'm not going to spoil their story, but their children are, well, the one daughter and her husband are going through a bit of a rough patch in their marriage. And then their youngest daughter comes to them and is like, I want to get married. And I want to do it soon because I know my grandfather's not in the best place. And their journey through that patch. I actually really liked this book, and I thought it would be higher up on my list. And I thought it was a very well done sequel. So at number 15, we have The Best of Me, which was written in 2010 and became a movie in 2014. The Best of Me was one of those books where you've got that childhood friends to lovers, but then they separate and you're kind of like, oh, how could you possibly bring these two people from different walks of life back together? And that's the story of Dawson and Amanda in The Best of Me. The Best of Me, the movie, however, was directed by Michael Hoffman and starred James Marsden as Dawson and Michelle Monaghan as Amanda. Next, of course, we have Nights in Rodanthe, which was a book in 2002 and became a movie in 2008. If it sounds familiar, you probably know a lot about Richard Gere. The movie stars Diane Lane as Adrian and Richard Gere as Paul, and it's about a woman who arrives in Rodanthe, North Carolina, who is in chaos, middle of marriage issues, and the only guest at the inn is this doctor who is tormented by his own conscience crisis. And they find comfort and a life-changing romance in one another. The reason this book didn't make it to the top 10, I think it's because I saw the movie before reading the book. Not that the movie wasn't good, but I'm a firm believer in book before the movie. Number 13, Message in a Bottle, which was written in 1998 and became a movie in 1999. It starred Kevin Costner as Garrett and Robin Wright as Teresa. And the story is pretty self-explanatory. It's about a woman who discovers this tragic love letter in a bottle on a beach and is determined to track down the writer. And she tracks down this author, it's a widower, and they find themselves falling hopelessly in love, even though he doesn't know that she found the letter. So, love a good moral dilemma. There was such a conflict in the book that it really pushed the story forward. Number 12, The Wish, which was written in 2021. I picked up this book ahead of a long road trip, and I truly believe getting to sit down and fully go through it at once made all the difference and made the story just that much more poignant. It's such a beautiful story about this woman who has her whole life story laid out for her friend at work, knowing that she is sick and her one wish can no longer come true. And it's a young romance and quite the interesting plot twist ending. Number 11, we're getting closer to that top 10, but number 11, written in 2006 and became a movie in 2010, Dear John. Dear John, the movie stars Amanda Seyfried and Channing Tatum, and it's another war-inspired movie. It's a very popular choice, and a lot of people, when they think Nicholas Sparks, in addition to The Notebook and A Walk to Remember, think Dear John. It was great, but still not quite that top 10. Number 10, The Choice, which was written in 2007 and became a movie in 2016. So The Choice follows this couple, Travis and Gabby, a ladies' man bachelor type and a feisty medical student who is preparing to settle down with her long-term boyfriend. But fate brings the two together in ways that they never really imagined. It stars Teresa Palmer as Gabby Holland and Benjamin Walker as Travis and Tom Welling as Gabby's boyfriend, Ryan. If that name sounds familiar, it's because Tom Welling was Charlie in Cheaper by the Dozen. That made all the difference to me when it came to watching this movie, and I can promise you, you will not regret it or reading the book. Number 9, written in 2010, became a movie in 2013, was Safe Haven. Safe Haven is about a woman named Katie who takes a job as a waitress and keeps a low profile in this North Carolina coastal town, determined to make a new life for herself. And she's won over by this close-knit community and this widower, Alex. And with the help of him and his children, she learns to trust and love again. But her dark past kind of threatens to come back. Fun fact about this movie, it was released on Valentine's Day in 2013. So 10 years ago on Valentine's Day, we met Julianne Hough as Katie Feldman and Josh Duhamel as Alex. Number 8 is A Bend in the Road, which was written in 2001. And I still can't believe it was not made into a movie. A Bend in the Road is one of the more thriller type psychological fiction novels about a widower sheriff and a divorced school teacher who are searching for second chances. And normally I'm not a fan of second chance romances, but this book really made me call that opinion into question. And fun fact, it was inspired by Spark's brother-in-law, Bob. And the main character is named Miles Ryan, which I believe happen to both be names of Nicholas Sparks' children. It's a very interesting book that really keeps you on the edge of your seat. Number 7, written in 2008, became a movie in 2012, we have The Lucky One. The Lucky One is special because it is one of the first three Nicholas Sparks books I ever read. And it stars Zac Efron as Logan Thibault, a U.S. Marine who found this photograph of a young woman while he was serving and carries it around as good luck, only to find the woman, Beth, played by Taylor Schilling, and taking a job at her family-run dog kennel, and just really falling in love with each other. The movie, I believe, is still on Netflix. I could be wrong about that. But it's such a deep, emotional movie, but it's so worth all the tears. Number 6 is The Guardian, which was written in 2003. The Guardian follows this widower who is finding love again with her husband's best friend while facing the danger of a stalker. And who is this guardian, this protector? Not the guy she's falling in love with. The dog that her husband purchased for her right before he died. And it's a heart-wrenching, beautifully written, pulls at your heartstrings, keeps you on the edge of your seat, fantastic book. Number 5, written in 2015, is See Me. It's often compared to The Guardian and Safe Haven, which is probably some factor in why I enjoyed it so much. But this successful lawyer and this rebellious bad boy will change... This rebellious bad boy type change their lives as they know it forever with their romance. Colin and Maria are from opposite sides of the tracks. Like, Colin has been a bit of a delinquent, and Maria is this hard-working lawyer and very traditional Hispanic daughter. And it's such a great story because even though it portrays stereotypes, it portrays them accurately and makes sure to illustrate them as such, just as stereotypes that happen to fit that family. And that was number 5. So we are edging into that top few, most of which I don't believe will be surprising. Number 4, written in 1999 and made a movie in 2002, we have A Walk to Remember. A Walk to Remember is one of the first movies anyone thinks of when the name Nicholas Sparks comes into conversation. And Jamie and Landon, respectfully, are played by Mandy Moore and Shane West. And these two North Carolina teens, again, one rebellious and one who I believe is the daughter of a priest, that developed this powerful relationship, you know, opposite sides of the tracks. It was directed by Adam Shankman, who is probably behind a lot of favorite movies. Very recent credits in the last 20-some years include Disenchanted, the sequel to Enchanted with Amy Adams, Hairspray with Zac Efron, Nikki Blonsky, Michelle Pfeiffer, The Pacifier with Vin Diesel, Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler, and Hocus Pocus 2, The Wedding Planner, Cheaper by the Dozen 2, 17 Again, He's All That. If you can think of a popular movie, chances are Adam Shankman has had a part in it. Number 3, at no surprise, The Notebook, written in 1996 and became a movie in 2004. So The Notebook follows Allie, played by Rachel McAdams, who is probably best known for her role as Regina George in Mean Girls, and Noah, played by Ryan Gosling, and their love story in 1940s South Carolina. Surprise, got you there. Noah goes off to serve in World War II. It seems to mark the kind of end of their romance. And in the interim, Allie becomes involved with another man, played by James Marsden. But when Noah returns, their romance is anything but finished, clearly. And interestingly enough, if you're paying attention, this is James Marsden's second Nicholas Sparks film. At number 2, written in 2013, became a movie in 2015, we have The Longest Ride. It's somewhat Western. We got a local cowboy. Scott Eastwood plays Luke, and Britt Robertson plays Sophia. If the last name Eastwood sounds familiar, yes, he is in fact related to Clint. And it's about this former bull riding champion and a college student who are in love, but their conflicting paths threaten to tear them apart. Luke hopes to make a comeback on the rodeo circuit, and Sophia is about to embark on her dream job in New York's art world. And as this couple is pondering their romantic future, they find inspiration in Ira, this elderly man whose decades-long romance with his beloved wife withstood the test of time through her art. I cannot speak enough about how much I love this movie, this book. So well written, I felt the movie was accurate. And as someone who's not typically a fan of cowboy romances, there is a very good reason that this book and movie come in at number two. So if you happen to be a Nicholas Sparks fan like me, and you're kind of wondering where the certain title is, surprise, it made it to number one. And if you're not as familiar with Nicholas Sparks, that's okay too, because you might know this book and movie. Written in 2009 and became a movie in 2010, at number one, we have The Last Song. If that sounds familiar at all, it's probably because of Miley Cyrus, or Hannah Montana, if you will. The Last Song was the first Nicholas Sparks book I ever read in seventh grade. And it stars Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. Fun fact is actually where the future on and off couple met. And Greg Kinnear as Miley Cyrus's dad. And it's about this unruly New York teen, Ronnie, Miley Cyrus, who is angered to learn that she and her younger brother are being sent to stay with her father for the summer. And she's already grappling with, like, her mom over her refusal to attend Juilliard and is no mood to spend the holidays away from her friends in this small southern beach town. But then she meets Liam Hemsworth. The movie, beautiful. The book, beautiful. I cried. Have no problem admitting that. It was Nicholas Sparks' 14th published novel, and it was actually written specifically as the basis for the film, which is part of why they came out so close together. It was also another movie produced by Adam Shankman, who, again, we discussed is behind a lot of our favorite projects. So if you have a chance to watch any of these movies, my top three, once again, are The Last Song, The Longest Ride, and The Notebook. Thank you for tuning into my ranking of Nicholas Sparks' fiction catalog. Remember to tune in and follow Entertainology on Instagram. That's all for today. Ava Jordan signing off.